Hey guys, welcome back to the 12th episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar and today I'm going to be going over all of my skin ideas for all of those epic brawlers. So before I get into that, I want to say something. So you might hear some background noises like some rain because it is raining a little bit and my dad is cooking and my brother might wake up. So that's going to not be the best thing, but I hope it's not going to be that bad. And the very last thing is I have pushed my Sam a lot. I only need 9 more wins, I think, to get gold 2. So I'm going to probably be recording my last wins and I might make a massive video episode, but I'm not sure because there's some problem that I can't do it. And the very, very last thing is that this list is actually really, really long because there is around 21 or 22 epic brawlers. I'm not sure how many, but there's a lot of brawlers. But I think without further ado, let's get right into the episode. So, the first brawler on my epic brawler skin ideas category is going to be Sam. Of course, because he's my favourite brawler, he's probably the funnest brawler to play. And if you don't agree with me, then... who are you? Sorry. And my skin idea for him is Mega Sam. So, I had to make my boy Sam 299 gem skin. I would definitely get it if it came out. And it has all the attack, he has all the pins and all of that animation. So basically, he is a robot with massive hands. He doesn't have normal hands. His hands look like knuckle busters. So he captures that vibe of a robot. And I think they've been really, really good. So for number 2 is going to be Maisie. And her kind of idea is Messy Maisie. So... Messi is a really famous football player, and I think, and my friends call Maisie Messi sometimes as just a joke, and I thought maybe I could enter Messi as her skin, so she would basically be dressed as Messi in a football costume, and I thought that's kind of funny. One thing I want to say is I'm going to first go over the skins and then their gem prices and bling if they have any. So for Edgar, his skin is going to be Four-Arm Edgarpus. So this is, he basically has an octopus attached to his back and then his attack animation is really funny because it looks like octopus arms are hitting you and he looks slimy and he's orange and I think this really fits Edgar well. So for Beau, it's going to be Turt Beau. So Beau is going to be a turtle. So basically he has a massive shell on his head. He has a lot of abs because if you didn't know that turtles have abs, it looks funny. And he shoots out mini turtle eggs that explode and then turtles come out and they disappear. And his main attack is where he shoots out mini turtle shells. So for the next brawler is going to be Ems, Ninja Ems. Pretty simple. She's just dressed as a ninja, and I thought of this skin because she doesn't have that many good skins, only DJ Ems and Hajupa Ems. I don't know what it's called. Kajupi or something weird. And then the next one is going to be for Stu. And Stu has a lot of really good skins and they're all pretty pricey. And actually this one is pretty pricey too, but it's going to be Royal Knight Stu. So he is a knight and he has a massive sword and his attack animations are two swords flying at you, and when his super comes and when he dashes towards, it looks like he's riding a horse, and I thought this would be really, really fun and interesting for Stu. For Frank, it's going to, and the next brawler is Frank, and for him I'm going to, his skin idea is Frank Shred. So basically, if you've seen the Ninja Turtle movie, then you know that how Shredder looks, and basically Frank puts on his costume and he has massive blades, and this skin I would really, really want, except I don't really play Frank, he's only level 7, so yeah. And then probably one of the best skins for one of, well, for some people, it's his favorite brawler, it's going to be Gem Dealer Griff. Yeah, boys. So he's shooting out gems. He has massive swag, and he has a massive jar with gems in it. And I think for the content creators that spend, like, I don't know, 5,000 gems in an episode, they would definitely get this skin. So another skin that I think it's really interesting is Galactic Piper. So this skin, she would just look like an astronaut. She would have an astronaut suit, and when she uses her super, she hops into a rocket and jumps, and the little moons fall out like bombs. And her attack animation are just really massive stars that explode at the end. And I thought it's really good. It would be really interesting. And I know a lot of people really main and love Piper. Like, I think it's not... No, Nemo, it isn't his main, but I think he likes Piper pretty much. And, yeah, and I thought it would be really interesting. The next skin will be Mama Pam. So this is for Pam. And basically she has an apron on, and she has a baby Jessie in her hands, because Pam, if you didn't know, is Jessie's mum. And I think that it would be just really interesting, and it would definitely fit her character. So for BB, it's going to be Runo BB. So because there is going to be the new skin called, I don't remember, it's the one where El Primo jumps and he has like, he's a football quarterback, I think, I'm not sure, I don't know what he really is, I didn't pay attention, I don't really watch football, American football, and I just thought that BB could be like a part of the series, and I did want to make her have like an actual baseball bat, but I thought that'd be a little bit boring, so I made her Runner BB. So she's basically just a runner. The next brawler is going to be B. That was weird. Bullhead. I wrote go flip. Sorry about this. Yeah. Runo, I read the thing wrong and I mixed up two things. It's not Runo BB, it's Runo B for B, you know, the brawler that's like a B. And for BB, it's Bullhead BB. Sorry, I mixed the two up. And Bullhead BB is still a really interesting skin idea. So she has massive bull in her head. And yeah, I thought that would be fun. So for Grom, it's going to be Shoplifter Grom. So basically, he looks like a gangster. He has a massive hood on. He has a hood on already. Well, he has a black hood on, and he's dressed in black too. And he's just really like, and he has a massive bag full of stolen money and toys, because he loves toys in also. And I think this would be really fit Grom's character, and I thought it'll be really fun for him. So the next skin idea is for Bonnie. Oh yeah, I bet you saw this one coming. Well, maybe not. Animatronic Bonnie. So basically, a lot of people already know this from the voice from the. I'm sorry, from the title, not title. Her name from the skin idea's name. But it's going to be Five Nights at Freddy's. So animatronic bunny. She would be purple. If you don't know what Five Nights at Freddy's bunny looks like, she would be like a rabbit, and she would have two massive ears. I'm sorry, my brother's waking up now, so I'm going to pause recording, and I'll continue it a little bit later. See you then. Hey guys, sorry about that. My brother just woke up, and I had to pause the recording just because there would be a lot of noise and it wouldn't be really fun for you to listen. But now I'm back at it and I'm going to just keep on going. So, for Gale, his skin idea will be Wheelchair Gale. So basically he's an old man right now already, but then he would look even older and kind of, I imagine him kind of like from, if you've seen the Up film, then I think he would look kind of like that, and he would just be in a wheelchair with a cane, and yeah, I think it would be really fun for Gale. Oh, by the way, he would shoot out wheels, mini wheels. The next ruler is going to be Colette, and this actually was a really hard one for me to figure, and I actually did this in the very last second of recording, but it's going to be Vamp Champ Colette. So I thought this would be really, really cool, because Colette kind of does seem like a vampire to me. Oh wait, whoops. I just remembered of Trixie Colette. Well, Trixie Colette and Vamp Champ Colette would be kind of similar. Whip. Whoopsie daisy. So, oh, great. So, Vamp Champ Colette would be basically, oh, she would be pale white, she'd have teeth, and she'd be really like a, just look like a vampire, basically. And I just realized that she might look a little bit like Trixie Colette, but you know, mistakes happen. So, the next rule is going to be Belle. So, this skin actually, if you listen to the Zyronian Brawl Academy, and if you've watched Lex's one video, but if you haven't done any of those, then you might find out something new. So this skin will be not well, yeah, it's going to be Belle Star. So this is for Belle, and this actually has a lot of lore in it. So Belle was a real person in, I don't know, something like I don't know what year or century or something like that, and she was a long time ago, she was a really, really, really famous crook, and she stole a lot of things, and she had a husband called Sam, and I think it really relates to Sam in Brawl Stars, my favorite brawler, and Belle in Brawl Stars, and I think I just wanted to make it so Belle Star, she would look like her original self. She would have a massive dress, she would have a old school gun, and a massive hat, and I just thought that it would be really, really fitting for Belle, as we know all of the lore. So for Ash, it would be Real Look Ash, a pretty bad name, I'm sorry, but it's he would be, so basically he has, he's taken off his bin, and now you can see his real face. I don't know how his real face would look like, and I think that's more up for the dev build or whoever thinks of the skins, but still, I think it would be really fitting for Ash. So the next brawler is going to be for Lola, and her skin idea is Queen Lola. So she would basically have a massive crown on her head, and she would be rivals with Evil Queen Pam, and she would shoot mini shields and crowns, and I think it would be just really fitting for Lola, as you know, she thinks she's a queen of everything, and also her mastery title is Drama Queen, so she would be the queen of drama. And for Mandy, the next girl is going to be Mandy, and her skin idea is going to be Muto Mandy. So she's going to be a mutant that has come from the has come back from the dead, and she's mutated into a like kind of zombie massive monster thing, and I think I don't think it would fit Mandy really well, but I think it would be really fun and interesting, and seeing as they Brawl Stars makes a lot of Halloween skins, then this could probably be a part of it. So this one is probably the most interesting skin idea that you will ever hear, and it's going to be for Hank. So this is going to be original Hank. No price, just bring back the original Hank. So he would be exactly the same as when he just came out. And I don't want to think of a skin because he's terrible. And if they did make this skin, it would be two options. You can either wear his terrible now skin or his original skin where he would be just great and destroy everybody. And I think they should not nerf him so bad. And yeah, so that's his skin idea. For Pearl, it's going to be Valentine Pearl, as seeing that Valentine's is coming up soon. I think it's going to be somewhere in February. Yeah, it's 18th or 16th February, one of those February dates. And I think she would just shoot hearts and be dressed in pink, kind of like Janet's. Heart pin. Sorry, don't know when it just came into my mind. And now, for ending off the skin for all of the epic brawlers, before I go into the prices, it's going to be the very last brawler, and that's going to be Larry and Lori. So their skin is going to be Chippy and Daily. Maybe you already understood this from the title, but it's going to be, so if you've ever seen the Chipmunks from Donald Duck, the original series, and I think they have their own film, and yeah, but I think they would be, they would be like two chipmunks that, two robots that are dressed in chipmunks, and I think it would just really, really fit Larry and Lori. So, now I'm going to go over their prices. So, for Sam, Mega Sam, you probably understood this already, it's 299 gems, because all the Mega Skins are 299 gems, and I just, yeah, that's all, it doesn't have any playing cost. So, for Messy Maisie, it's going to be 79 gems, or 2,750 bling. For Edgar, for Edgar Puss, it's going to be 79 gems or 2,750 bling. Also, for Turd Bow, it's going to be 79 gems or 2,750 bling. For Ninja Ems, it's going to be 79 gems or 2,750 bling. I'm sorry if this part is a little bit boring, but I think right now you're just hearing all the 79 gem skins, but I promise you later it's going to get into the juicy prices. So for the next one is going to be Royal Knight Stew, and this skin will cost 149 gems or 5,000 bling. So the next skin price is going to be for Frank Shred. So it's going to be 149 gems or 5,000 bling. For Griff, the skin will be, for Gem Dealer Griff, it's going to be also 149 gems or 5,000 bling. And for this one, you might not understand, but I think it's the right price. And it's going to be for Galactic Piper, 299 gems. So, why I think this skin should be 299 gems is because I think it would be really unique and hard to get. Well, all the 299 gem skins are hard to get, but I just think that Piper needs a good and pricey skin, because all her skins are... No, she has, like, Agent Piper, which is really good. She has the new skin that's 149 gems, which is also pretty good. I think it's 149 gems, I'm not sure, but I just think that she needs a skin that Brawl Stars that everybody would really love and pay for, and I just thought that this is my opportunity to put it in for Piper. So for Mama Pam, just 79 gems or 2,750 bling. For Bullhead BB, it would be 199 gems, maybe a little bit too overpriced, but I just think that we need to have some mythic skins at least. For Runo B, it's going to be 29 gems or 1,000 bling. Not too much. For Nanny, I didn't go over one skin idea, so I'm so sorry about that. It's going to be Nanny Nanny. So she's basically a nanny that takes care of Jessie when she's little. Another Jessie skin. So she's just... She also has Jessie and... Her super is just Jessie running around. And I'm so sorry if I didn't say this. I'm pretty sure I didn't. But this skin will be 79 gems or 2,750 bling. For a Shoplifter Grom, it's going to be 79 gems or 2,750 bling. For Animatronic Bonnie, 149 gems or 5,000 bling. For Wheelchair Gale, it's going to be 149 gems or 5,000 bling. For Vamp Champ Colette, it's going to be 149 gems or 5,000 bling. For Bellstar, 199 gems, only because of the lore, and I just really think that she would be worth that much. And for Real Look Ash, 149 gems or 5,000 bling. Queen Lola, 79 gems or 2,750 bling. For Muto Mandy, 199 gems. Yeah, a little bit pricey, but I think that it would definitely be worth it. For Original Hank, nothing. For Valentine Pearl, 29 gems or 1,000 bling. For Larry and for Chippy and Daily will be 79 gems or 2,750 bling. So I have finally finished this really, really long list. And the next one is going to be about the Mythic. So stay tuned for the Mythic skin ideas. And I'm not going to do the Q&A because I didn't get that many people like plays last episode. Maybe it wasn't that interesting, but I'm going to wait to do it next episode, which will be on Saturday. And I am pre-recording again because I won't have time tomorrow. Plus, I just think it's a little bit more efficient to pre-record sometime. And the very, very last thing is about Brawl Stars. So we have hit the 16 billion mark. So we just got the legendary star drop actually yesterday. We did get a balance change, and I'm not sure if they nerfed Larry and Lori, because I was checking and I didn't see any patch notes. Maybe they did do like a secret nerf like they did with Hank, I think. No, not Hank. They did a secret nerf with, I don't remember with who it was. With one brawler, maybe Fang? I'm not sure. With one brawler, they did a secret nerf, and maybe they've done that with Larry and Lori. But I did get 11 win streak, and then just when I hopped off back on, I was playing one match with Larry and Lori, and of course I lost it. I wish I got 13. But yeah, so Larry and Lori are still breaking the game. They're still really good, and I guess if they haven't nerfed him today, then they will probably nerf him tomorrow. I'm not sure if they haven't nerfed him, because like I said, I can find it in the patch notes anywhere. I would have gone over them, but I'm probably going to do that tomorrow? Oh no, the day after tomorrow, on Saturday. But yeah, I did get Larry and Lori to rank 17. Like I said, I've been pushing my Sam a lot, but I did take your guys' advice where to push Larry and Lori and not Sam, because Larry and Lori are just going to be nerfed, and if not nerfed already. And so I think that's going to be wrapping it up for this episode. A little bit long, but hope you liked it, and I'll see you in the next one. This is Pulsar, pulsating out.